Well, what a wonderful Thursday morning, beloved, and thank you for inviting me into your homes to share this morning, a few minutes this morning together. Today we are in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 1 through 10. God's saving word for us again today is encouragement. Well, today we will begin reading the Apostle Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians. Thessalonica was the capital city of the Roman province of Macedonia in northern Greece. And Paul established the church there after he left Philippi. His letter was written to encourage and reassure the community of believers there. Paul begins his letter with words of greeting, and he thanks the Thessalonians for becoming examples of faithfulness and love to all the believers throughout Greece. So let us begin. From Paul, Silas, and Timothy, to the people of the church in Thessalonica, who belong to God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, may grace and peace be yours. We thank God for you all and always mention you in our prayers, for we remember before our God and Father how you put your faith into practice, how your love made you work so hard, and how your hope in our Lord Jesus Christ is firm. Our friends, we know that God loves you and has chosen you to be his own. For we brought the good news to you, not with words only, but also with power and the Holy Spirit, and with complete conviction of its truth. You know how we lived when we were with you, and it was for your own good. You imitated us and the Lord. And even though you suffered much, you received the message with the joy that comes from the Holy Spirit. So you became an example to all believers in Macedonia and Achaia. For not only did the message about the Lord go out from you throughout Macedonia and Achaia, but the news about your faith in God has gone everywhere. There is nothing then that we need to say. All those people speak about how you received us when we visited you, and how you turned away from idols to God to serve the true and living God, and to wait for his Son to come from heaven, his Son Jesus, whom he raised from death and who rescues us from God's anger that is coming. Okay, today's key verse is 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 3. We remember before our God and Father how you put your faith into practice, how your love made you work so hard, and how your hope in our Lord Jesus Christ is firm. You know, verse 3, there are three words in this verse that are significant: faith, love, and hope. And these were words that they just didn't talk about in Thessalonica, but they lived out each day in their lives. Let me ask you, in what ways do you put your faith, your love, and your hope into daily practice? Think about that this day as you go about your business, would you? Let us pray. Lord God, daily I praise you and thank you for your everlasting love, and the hope that comes through your Son Jesus, who has rescued me from sin and death. Help me to put my faith into practice and guide my thoughts, words, and actions this day. Teach me to be an example to others as I serve in your name. Amen. Well, that brings our time together today to an end. Join me tomorrow as we'll be reading 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 16, where the Apostle Paul reminds the Thessalonians of his work among them. So God bless you. Keep looking up. You keep holding on to the promises that you have found in God's Word, you need to know that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if He's made you a promise in His Word, then you hold strong to that promise, and He will honor your faith and come through for you. God bless. We'll see you tomorrow.